Lively Stones Meditations for 22nd November 2022. Golgotha. Reading from John 19, verses 17 to 22. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Bearing his cross. We know that Jesus is the pattern son. Everything about him, of him, and in him is for our instruction and edification, leading us on to his perfection manifested in us. He goes to his death as was foretold, carrying the full weight of the burden placed on him by the Father. The cross was his. We each have our cross to bear, but this is his and his alone. And he did so then that now our individual and collective burdens will be immeasurably lighter. The place of a skull. Near the present-day site of Golgotha is what looks like a skull hewn in the rock face. Maybe it's a natural feature, maybe not. And it is said that this is how the place got its name. Maybe so. But it was also the site of many crucifixions, a place of death. But the symbolism of this is that it was the final attack on the ideology of any who were to die there. You were an enemy of the established order. Thus, all that was contained within the head, the mind, the intelligence, the passion, the emotions, the ideas, were being brutally stripped away, and in a particularly cruel way. Jesus in the center. Our Lord is always in the center of everything. It is important that for each believer that Jesus is the center. He is not on one side or the other. He is the epitome of complete balance. There is no wavering or deviation from the righteous path in him. And the more we let him in, the more he will be the center of each and every existence for everyone who knows him. The Holy Spirit needs to be the center of our lives so that we can know Jesus saying to us each day, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23, verse 43. What I have written, I have written. In effect, Pilate is saying that he is in charge and his pronouncement is the final. Thus, attempting to put all blame onto the Jews and showing that he lacked the courage of his conviction that Jesus was the King of the Jews. Pilate may have tried to absolve himself of blame, but he is troubled nonetheless. It shows clearly how we can get in a mess, leading to appalling mistakes when we cannot see Jesus in our midst. Meditate on these things. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And finally, love with all your mind. The Spirit of God corrupts our natural virtues. If we are naturally pure-minded, good-tempered, loving, we shall find that since we became spiritual, God's corruption has been put on everything that was of old. Because the natural virtues are not promises of what we are going to be, but remnants of what we were created to be. And the new life reforms its own virtues. It is the most woeful thing to see people in the service of God depending on what they have by accidents of heredity. Intellectually, we nearly always sympathize with pagan virtues, while spiritually, God is trying to get us into contact with the real life of the Lord Jesus Christ that cannot be described in terms of natural virtues. From Notes on Jeremiah by Oswald Chambers.